Now, most of you know that's actually a prophecy. As a matter of fact, it's from Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." That's not the rapture. That's when God is coming back for good. Because why is it so dreadful? None of it's dreadful for us, but he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. What you may not know about that is those are the last words God spoke to Israel for 400 years. Until John the Baptist. No more words from heaven. No more direction. He said, before Christ returns. This is why the disciples said, "But Lord, isn't Elijah supposed to come before you?" And he said, "John the Baptist is in the spirit of Elijah." The first thing you need to understand about the spirit of Elijah is it is drawing the people who claim to be God's people back to God. That's what Elijah did. He was bold. And he told the people of Israel they need to get right with God, not right with what the world thinks. Well, don't you know, brother, it's not PC in the Christian church to call Israel out. Why? Well, you just don't speak against Israel. I'm not speaking against Israel. I want Israel blessed. But to sit back and say, "Please stab me in the back again." I don't do that with my closest friends. You stab me in the back, I never turn my back to you again. And seeing my face isn't always the good thing you want. But understand, we can pray for Israel to be blessed and still take a stand. Quit stabbing us. Quit betraying us. But as Christians, oh, Pastor, don't you know it's unpolitically correct for you to talk about the sin of homosexuality? I had people sitting right in here one time years ago. They left because of that. If you don't understand, it's a sin. It's an abomination to God. Hello, here's your wake-up call. It goes against everything God has ever put in this planet. It goes against him, period. Well, isn't it any worse than any... Well, he called it an abomination. But I call sin, sin, and that's what it's be. It doesn't matter. Whatever we put in front of God, for starters, is an idol. Whatever your idol is, you need to knock it off, because I know of instances God has knocked idols off of their pedestals. When we start idolizing Hollywood preachers, that's the term they're using now, is it any wonder they get knocked off their pedestals? One, we idolize them. We don't pray for them anymore. The Pope running around thinking he's infallible. Not for certain what donkey cart he fell off on that one, but that's wrong. We are on this planet, we are all fallible. That's why we need God's mercy. Without God's mercy, what are we? We're just a bunch of stupid cattle walking around on two legs, bullying each other. But what I've seen is in the spiritual realm happening goes right hand in hand with this scripture. He said, "I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children's hearts to the fathers." I know families where fathers and mothers feel they're in competition with their children. That is so sad. And, you know, I know you guys being coaches in particular probably got all kinds of fathers coming up telling you how to coach because that's how you coach their child. Oh, yeah, I got coaches over here. That's how they're in competition, but they want their kid, but you got to be as good as me. I've told all my boys, I said, I hope in everything you ever do on this earth, you shine greater than me. I want you more prosperous. I want you smarter. I want you stronger. And praise God, they're all taller. We all know I had nothing to do with that. But you see, we started becoming enemies of our children. We no longer wanted the best for them. And by the way, you can't control them. When it says a man will leave his mommy and daddy and cleave unto his wife, they are now a family. Papas, mamas, get your nose out of their business. It's their life. They've got to make their own life. The greatest thing for me and Angela was we were 700 miles away. Nobody could stick their nose in my business. And I tell you what, there was some garbage that took place in those few years up here. And we said, thank you, Lord, that we aren't in this. And we came back and a few people, I never thought it was God's will. I never asked your opinion. I don't ask God, people's opinion for God's will in my life. Just so you know. I do as my Father has led me, my Heavenly Father. And one of the things I started seeing happening was the hearts of the fathers were no longer turned to the children. But what we had is one side went so far to this ditch that it was all about their kids. And they forgot to have a dream, forgot to show them what it was like to live. And so we keep perpetuating a cycle. I'm always living somebody else's dream. What happens if I don't want to do this? What happens if I don't want to build houses? Then you're not a child of mine. We say this, but we really don't mean it. When we say, well, you can have your dreams. No, you want to have their dreams. Many times I've heard people tell their kids, this is what you're going to do, and I don't care. This is the family business. If the family business is trash and you don't want to be in trash, I mean, it's good money, don't get me wrong. It's just like being an undertaker. You're always going to need one. But what if that's not your dream? You know, at one time, each of the boys wanted to join the military. And everybody says, you're going to tell your boys to join the Marine Corps? Why? The military in general will eat you up and spit you out if you are not ready. And the Marines, well, we eat our own. Just so you know, we really are. That's what the other branches describe us as. We eat our own. I needed to, but I raised my boys different. Jesse, he needed to find God, and he found him. Justin can't ever. And Joshua had different dreams. He was so caught up in what he thought I wanted for him, because I wanted the best. And I hope you want the best. You want the best. You'll do what you can for your children. But understand, sometimes even what they thought was going to go and what you thought was going to go isn't what God had for them. I was supposed to have been an electrician, a lineman. I've told you, job got taken out from underneath me. Why? Because God had an entire future ahead of me that I was trying to run away from. So in that process, you know, I had people pushing me, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. I've tried. It doesn't work out. The only thing that ever worked out, the recruiter came and picked me up. I'm like, that's the only people that want me. So I was like, well, okay. But Joshua, he wanted to be a mechanic. I tried. I said, but you really don't want to be a mechanic. I said, you got grease in your hands. Your hands are black. Your fingernails are black. I said, it's hot. It's dirty. Oh, I want to work. I will. All right. We put him in school. Had all the financing lined up. Boom, 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 boom. They get in school and said, if you don't have this multi-$1,000 computer, don't come back. I thought, you jerk, you could have told me that a month ago, so I could have been arranging to get it. It took him 2 weeks to tell me. 2 weeks. Because he thought I would be upset. You need to understand, he lived in a closet like that. That's what he was living in over in Lima. And I think he shared it with a Great Dane. I think I would have sucked up my pride and said, Daddy, can I have a bed? But it took him 2 weeks, and I said, why did it take you so long? He said, because I was afraid of what you'd say. I said, then you misinterpreted something, buddy, because it's not God's will for you then. And you know what? The boy never went to school. John Deere hired him. And then he got sought after by somebody else, and now he got sought after somebody else. People started seeking him out. And I'll tell you what, he's one of the best mechanics I know. He's done things. I'm like, who taught you that? Because I know I didn't, because I don't know how to do it. But the point being is my heart growing up, I tried to turn it towards them, but to turn them towards God and still show them what it was like to run for a dream. He was with me when we started the home improvement business, and then he was with us when we started the church. And so he got to see this, but the church or the people have taken the individual dreams away from people. Well, don't you want your children to preach? If God wants them to, absolutely. Because I will tell you this, and I've told you before, this is the other occupation that will spit you up and or chew you up and spit you out. You got to be a little dense in the head to stay with it very long. By the way, 1,500 pastors a month quit in this country. So just, I'm not talking smack. It's the truth. But it's what God called me for, and I enjoy it. I'm built for it. My sons, I have one, I think, who is called. But we'll wait for him. Having said that, I've seen here lately, because I've seen it creeping into my friends' families, lives, and people that I talk to, the devil is coming to separate families. He's coming to create a wedge between fathers and their children. And I'm going to tell you right now, the first thing you better do, you had better stand in power of God. It doesn't take 6 months of fasting. Pray and believe right then and there. It's that simple. As I was talking with, it was actually Rachel I was talking with, and we were talking about that and just how simple faith is. But we turned it into a formula. You got to have 10 steps before you can get this, 15 to do this, 7 to do that. Why? Jesus said, do you believe? Yes. All things are possible to him who believes. That's it. Do you believe? That is why Only Believe Ministries is called Only Believe. Only Believe. And God prophesied the very last thing he spoke to Israel was about the return of Christ as king. Was he's going to turn the hearts of us fathers back to our children. To want good for them. To see them prosperous. And the hearts of the children back to their fathers. One, understanding it as fathers, we all know this. We've made mistakes. We can probably tell you every mistake. But the love of a child for their father oversees the mistake and forgives. Because it was a mistake. It may have been birthed in something, but the reality is It happened, and we have to move on. We can't keep beating that horse. It's dead. And in these last days, God is sending the spirit of Elijah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here. The spirit of Elijah is in the earth, and it's been in the earth for a little bit now. But I'm going to tell you what's been also in the earth. The spirit of greed, spirit of pride, spirit of, we got to know more. I need a PhD to understand the doctrine of Jesus Christ. If that's required, why did Jesus pick 12 people that the rest of the world thought were idiots? Any great profound things? Because it doesn't. It doesn't require a PhD or a bachelor's or a master's to understand. Only believe. Pastor Dosek would tell you, he says, I'm the least smart person in my church. There's preachers in here that are better than me. But there's a difference. I believed. He said, I wasn't a good man. I was a thief. He even told me about his time in the Marine Corps. He said, my favorite time was payday. He said, and you know, those of you ever saw a pastor, he's only that tall. He said, I'd wait for these guys to come out of the club drunk and I'd roll them. I'd roll them and rob them. So he kind of kept that stuff up when he got out. And then God got hold of him. Changed him. He said, if you'll only believe, you'll see miracles. And Pastor Dosek said one time to us, he said, I can go to Africa and I can preach and I can see 50,000, I can pray for 50,000 and see 50,000 miracles. But I come to America and I pray for 5,000 and I might see 5 miracles. It's because of belief. We don't believe the word of God. Many people think right now, I'm not seeing this. Are you praying? Are you standing? Every time you think of your child and the hurt, pray for them. You got children that are unsaved, pray for them. Pray for them. The devil's coming into your family's life and trying to start strife, pray. Don't tolerate it. Listen, the church is no longer a living organism if we're no longer live. And live people pray. That's my problem with people say, oh, pray to Saint so-and-so. I think I'm going to bypass the middlemen that you guys create and I'm going to go straight to the throne. To the one who's going to do something about this. It's not just the Catholic Church that does that. Oh, brother, but I need you. I need you right now. I need you to pray for me. Now, if God told me to go to Harold, this is the man that's got what I need. But if I can't get hold of Harold just because I think I have to, God's trying to grow me up. Well, who's going to pray? You. You're going to pray. You're going to stand. Let me ask you a question, moms and dads. Who cares about your children more? Is there any more love for your children given to them by anybody on this planet? Somebody's coming after your boy. Matt's going to, he's going to go ape on him. I can promise you that. Michelle, I mean, I've seen her play football. She can go ape. Somebody's coming after your child. You are not going to back down. You're going to go after whoever's after your child. Well, guess what? The enemy wants your child. You better be ready to fight. Now, let me help you out. Just recently, I personally witnessed a situation about 3 weeks ago now in a family's life that it was about to go nuclear. Word got out, things started happening. and people began to pray. That situation, there was, people had to sit and talk. Sometimes you got to talk. God took that situation and smoothed it out. And in another family's life just recently, I heard about this testimony. Somebody called me and said, "You ain't going to believe what just took place. Okay, try me." And they began telling me there had been a family member. It was an uncle who just wasn't good. The situation was awful. And the uncle confronted the person. And the person said, "I've had it. I'm done dancing around this with you. You have no idea what you're talking about." And according to the word I got, the uncle even kind of made a gesture of threat. And the other party said, "Just so you know, I'm not afraid of you." And began informing this person of the facts of the situation. Let me tell you what. He said, "I saw the change over his face." He had been fed lies. He had been told lies about something. And he believed them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're mad at somebody, talk to them and find out the truth. Quit doing this third party bull crap. Just knock it off. Brother, if we got a problem, you and I need to talk.
That's right.
I don't need to go to Tim to find out.
No, we don't want that.
Because Tim don't know what's going on. It needs to be here. Yes, amen. But the reality is, we don't want, we're going to rock the boat. Let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that situation has turned itself around. That man is now seeking redemption again. I got a text from his brother the other day. It said, "God is moving." I'm telling you, folks, pray. And it, you know, and I know this is, some of you have had this even as of recent. There may be an altercation. And just in this case, like I said, that other person was ready to throw down. I said, if it has to come to that, then it has to come to that. But it didn't. It was merely the standing up and saying, "These are the facts, and they're undisputed." Fathers, you have such authority. Mothers, you too. But you have authority in your family. Now, a couple months ago, I said something and people said, "That's interesting. My father is no longer in a capacity to be able to be the patriarch." Okay? We've prayed for him and it's not a good situation for him. That is on my shoulders. My mother talks to me about the decisions. And so I'm the one who has to make them. And I said, "You know what, God? You're my father. Give me the wisdom to do what I have to do. Give me the words to say the things I have to do. But also understand, I have authority now as this appointed patriarch." Now, fathers, you have the spiritual. You don't, you know, Pat, you know, you can't go into your children's life and tell them what to do anymore. Can you? Nope. And don't work anyhow, does it, Daniel? I just had to. I'm sorry. Because my boys would say the same thing. "You can say what you want, Dad." But it doesn't. Because guess what? I'm spiritually an authority, but they have my blessing. But in their household, they are the authority. You're the authority in your life. You're the authority in your life. You're the authority in your life. You. I'm the authority in mine. My mom and dad haven't ruled my house ever. Because when I left home, I stepped away from mommy and daddy. I'm my own family. I'm the head cheese. If I made a mistake, it's on me. Part of the problem is we keep blaming mommy and daddies today. Let's just quit blaming mommy and daddy and just get on with our lives and understand we're all stupid and we make mistakes. You can only suggest. And if you know something, you can suggest and then just pray. Me personally, you know, I've shared with you, you know, God showed me Joshua's, these J's, man. Joshua's spouse. He showed me Jesse's spouse. And one day, God showed me Justin's. And that boy fought and fought and fought. No, I like this girl. Well, you can like that girl, but I'm rooting for that one. By the way, guess who he's with right now? Thank you, Lord. Just had to quit pushing. But our hearts need to turn back to our children. Well, I'm going to wait until they call me. Really, are you that infantile? Who's the parent? Pull up your big girl or your big boy panties and call your child up. Say, I just wanted to hear your voice. I love you. That's it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if they think that you don't love them, they will pull away. They don't care. So what I'm going to do today, before we're dismissed, because I know there's a few of you out here in these kind of situations, I'm going to pray for you. I don't do this very often, but when I do call you up, it's because God told me to do it. Many of you I know are in situations where the devil is currently driving a spike. Forget a spike. He's trying to drive a bulldozer through your family relationships. There's that one. Some of you got children who are not serving God. And it may have been because of the way you were younger. Are you the same person today? Is there anybody that's the same person? If you are, I need to really pray for you today. You're not. So you need now to love them, and you need to continue to grow. So I'm going to pray for you. God told me how to do this, so if you want to be prayed in this group, come on up. Yeah, but I don't care how you're going to do it because we're all going to hold hands. So, yeah, but you will need to back up just a little bit. I like you, but maybe not that much. Got more coming around the corner here. All right. Now, let's bring it, curl it in right here. This is how we're going to do this. All right. See? That simple. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing the hokey pokey. All right, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, right now that you're intervening and you're moving in these situations. Lord God, right now, move in the lives of these children. Father, those that are rebelling, they're running, Lord God, stop them in their tracks. May they hear your voice and stop the running. Lord God, I pray right now for restoration of relationships. I pray for revelations, Lord God, of truth. Blinders be taken off in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that in spite of things that may have happened, you are still moving in their lives, Father. You're going to restore. Situations may have gotten a little more than they needed to be, but maybe they needed to go there. I don't know. That's not my call. But Lord, you know above all how to bring everything back together, how to restore and how to help that relationship grow even greater. So, Father, I thank you right now that you're moving in each and every person's life. Father, through the children's lives, through the parents' lives right now, Lord God, that you're moving in them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Expect good things in your children's lives. You may not see tons right off the bat, but little bits. Start thanking God for every little thing you see. All right. Okay. Praise God. We're living in a day and age where the days are not long enough for us to keep waiting. Oh God, are you going to do something? Because reality is sometimes he put it in your hands to do. Sometimes you had to make the phone call. Sometimes you had to say, I screwed up. I've gone to my boys. As hard as I tried, I said, I screwed up. I lost my temper. That was a screw up. But, and I actually had to tell one. Nobody will love you as much as me. So I don't care who you think your mentor is, I'm the one that'll die for you. That was a rough day. Because I just kicked him out. It was something some of you didn't know. But God restored it. God restored it. So understand that. See, when I got older, I was told, when you leave, don't ever come back. I was also told if I came back with a black girl, not to come home at all. And I never came home. That's why I was leaving and never coming back to Ohio. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking to you out of rhetoric. I'm talking to you out a lot of times personal experience. I've been to hell. I've got the scars. I've got the stories. And I'm here to tell you, I'm still standing. And you can too. All right, let's stand. Hallelujah. I don't share things with you and make you feel sorry for me, because that's the last thing I want. You ever feel sorry for me, I'm going to throw this at you. I want you to know that I've been where you are. Some of you are in some tough situations right now. They suck. Let's just put it mildly. Some of you have been in some situations I've not been in. And to that I praise God. But I'm here to tell you, you're in good company. A lot of people have been through a lot of stuff. They've danced with the devil in the pale moonlight, as the Joker said. But we come out standing. And in the words of the song, no smoke on me. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you are turning our hearts. Lord, you're causing the natural love that you put into fathers and their children and children to their fathers and even their mothers, Lord God. Right now, move mightily in each and every one of these lives. Lord God, we pray for this country. Lord God, a sweeping, sweeping wave of this in the name of Jesus. May it start in your church, Lord God. All the way from one coast to the other, from the north to the south, Lord. I ask, Father God, that you continue to move and lead us. And now, Father, I thank you that you're going before us today. You're making our path straight. And Lord God, I thank you for your people today. I bless them, Lord, and I thank you for your continued healing. Lord, and this stuff, sometimes even patience, our patience with it, we get a little frustrated. But Lord, help us all through it. In Jesus' name, amen.